Chapter 10, Devotional 8, Pride and Arrogance, Satan's Calling Cards. Luke chapter 9, verse 46 reads, "An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest." Satan must have stalked Jesus and his disciples. It's clear that Satan was very busy and actively engaged in his assault and attempts to cause the disciples to walk in fear and doubt and to rob them of their destiny. Reading Luke, we know that on two previous occasions the disciples failed to effectively use the power and authority Jesus gave them. They failed to feed the multitude. Instead, they sat back as Jesus performed a miracle, and they failed to cast out demons in the young boy. Yet, rather than acknowledge their failure, repent, walk in humility, they allowed themselves to copy Satan and turned their thoughts to a prideful and selfish desire for status and position, power, and recognition. As an executive coach and ministry leader, I've witnessed this scene play out many times in the lives of my clients and fellow Christians. In the spiritual realm, pride and arrogance and humility and submission are mortal enemies. Pride and arrogance always mask an underlying insecurity, fear, and lack of confidence. It expresses itself in a selfish desire to manipulate, control, and take advantage of others. A prideful and arrogant attitude looks in the mirror and says, "I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. You are the problem." Pride and arrogance are Satan's calling cards. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to reveal any area of your life where you have turned away from God and are walking in pride and arrogance. Repent and come before God with a humble, clean, and pure heart, and ask Him for forgiveness. Ask Him to give you a servant leader's heart, and strive to grow in Christ, knowing the greatest is alive and well within you. Lord, thank you for your loving heart. Jesus, your life is the model I strive to copy. Teach me to walk in humility and to turn away from pride and arrogance. I'm comforted knowing that you are alive and reside in me. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.